Welcome back, y'all. We are back with the Fourth and Goal podcast. I'm Taylor Thompson, sitting here with Brandon Mraz to talk about the best day, arguably, of the year, the Iron Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. We came back, we defeated from last season, and here we are, 42-13. It was a really great Saturday. Brandon, what are you thinking?
That was an absolute embarrassment for the Auburn football team.
Go and Knicks. For the program.
Like, if Auburn is not reevaluating who is in charge of their program in Gus Malzahn and the state of their talent in Bo Nix, there's some issues. The standard of football in Auburn is clearly taking a hit.
It is taking a real hit. But, you know, on top of just the joy of it's always great to see Auburn lose, I mean, we got to talk about how we played as a team. And, you got Mac Jones, you got Najee Harris, you got Devontae Smith. I swear, you put those three in a room together and you can't do anything on them. I mean, Mac Jones, I feel like, just proved again yesterday that he's a definite Heisman candidate. I mean, 18 for 26, 302 yards, record high 5 touchdowns. Like, he's incredible.
Yeah, he's back on top of the Heisman race. That's for absolute sure. And, you know, Alabama did this without Coach Saban.
Well, that's the other thing is, you know, everyone knows, what was it, on Wednesday of last week?
Tuesday, yeah.
Tested positive for Corona. And, you know, at first we're all hoping, oh, it'll be like the last time, you know, false positive, he'll be out there. No, that was not the case. And, I mean, we still won big. Saban gave credit to, you know, this coaching staff for doing great without him. And it was kind of awesome to see. I mean, yes, like Nick Saban, you know, he is the ultimate like head coach. But it's nice to see that our team can still do just as great of a job without him being able to be there. That just says something about the talent we have on this team.
Yeah, I think that definitely put the college football team the college football world on watch for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was great. Like, Mac Jones was saying after the game, you know, obviously it was different without Saban out there on the sidelines, but we were prepared for this. And yeah. I think that showed throughout the game that they were absolutely prepared to still dominate without Saban right there on the sidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the receiving was really good yesterday. That was where most of the points came from. Devontae Smith had 7 receptions for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. John Mechie also getting himself 2 touchdowns with 6 receptions and 55 yards. Najee Harris getting in the game receiving-wise, as well as Billingsley, fumbling over words today, and Miller Forrestal. Billingsley also had a touchdown. So, yeah, I think what this shows is we have definitely adapted since the Waddle injury. And if it is true that he's coming back,
oh my gosh,
look out.
Look at how great we're doing, and Waddle's not even out there. Can you imagine? You put him back in, SEC championship, goodbye, Florida.
Yeah.
You know what I really liked yesterday was Malachi Moore.
The defense.
Yes, the defense. I mean, that was Moore's third interception of the season. And he was he's the first Alabama freshman with multiple picks since 2015. So,
do you know who that freshman was in 2015?
Nope. Do you?
I don't, but I'm honestly going to assume it's probably Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Just cause, but yeah, Malachi Moore had an interception yesterday, as well as Brian Branch. Brian Branch almost scored on that interception, but unfortunately fell a little short. And then we then fumbled the next play, but that is nonetheless, Malachi Moore is one impressive, impressive defensive back.
And he's a freshman. There's like, yeah. I love seeing young talent like that, because it's like, where's he going to be 3 years from now? As a senior,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So overall, this was a great win. It's always good to beat Auburn. The stadium was rocking. People were ready.
Yeah, explain to us the stadium, Brandon.
It was hostile if you were wearing blue and orange, I can tell you that.
I didn't get to experience that because of COVID season. Only some seniors got a ticket, and I was in the unlucky branch, but Brandon wasn't. So go ahead, brag, tell all our fans about how it was.
I mean, like,
just go for it.
It was great. I mean, it's always good to watch the Crimson Tide live. It's always good to watch them do what they did yesterday, especially to a rival in Auburn. And, you know, it was just exciting. It was very exciting to be there and be loud and show support. The senior ceremony was great. It was all really good. really good experience. So,
well, I mean, we're 8-0 now, keeping our number one record, and I think Auburn is still number 22 after this game.
No.
No?
Stop. Really? Come on. That can't be right.
Am I wrong? I don't think
I'm going to look now, unless they haven't released them yet. Oh, no, they don't release them now. They're not going to release them until Tuesday because they do the playoff show now. Oh, no, no, wait, no, they
did. Okay, I'm wrong, everyone.
No, Auburn is out of the top 25, as they absolutely should be. Mm. So, that's good. Georgia falls to 11. Miami moves into that 9 spot, which is accurate.
How do you feel about Texas A&M being above Florida?
Texas A&M beat Florida. That's how it should be.
That's a good point.
Like, I don't know. I also just really like Texas A&M.
Just really like Kyle Trask.
No, I know, but Cincinnati's sitting there at 7, BYU at 8, so it's good to see that the AP is giving those smaller schools a little bit more pull now, especially with some of the stuff going on. Ohio State sitting at 3, still questionable if they're going to be able to play enough games to get in the playoffs, but we'll talk about that in part 2 of the podcast. Oregon losing, dropping to 21. Liberty sneaking back in. Iowa getting ranked, Northwestern dropping. So a lot of stuff we'll get to in the next segment of the show. But we want to get just through a recap of the top 25 games. But before we do that, final thoughts on Alabama-Auburn.
It's always a good day to see Alabama win, and an even better day when it's above that Cal College at the other end of the state.
Yeah, this was... This was a good win, and boy, did we decimate them. This is exactly what you want to see going in later into the season. Mm-hmm. Just playing really inspired, good football. So,
yep.
Proud of the guys. Let's keep it going. We got another Tiger meal to eat next weekend.
LSU. This will be fun.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. But let's go through it. So, number 2, Notre Dame took on number 19, North Carolina. This was a very, very competitive game, but... At the end of the day, like the rest of the season has been, Notre Dame's defense carries them to a win.
Yeah, good enough to say at number 2.
Yeah, and you know they hold North Carolina scoreless. Ian Book still having a great season. Mm-hmm. You know, not much to say here other than Notre Dame's stock is trending up. Quite quickly.
They just keep showing. You know, like beginning of the season when we're talking about like Notre Dame being in the top 5, and we're like, are we sure? Like that really? Are they really good enough to be up there? And I mean, they are. I mean, every single week now they keep proving that they are the number 2 team.
Yeah, they just keep proving their worth, which is great. Next game, Iowa State and Texas. We both had Iowa State here. Also, just wanted to say we went 12-2 this week. We didn't. The games we split on weren't played.
So we don't get to argue today, you guys.
So we're both 84 and 18. So nothing really changing there. So Iowa State and Texas. Iowa State looks good.
Yeah.
Breece Hall. I keep saying it. I love my Cyclones. They're pretty good.
Do you? Okay. Yeah.
And then they're going to be in the Big 12 championship now and 100% deserve it. So
Oregon versus Oregon State.
Oh, man, it's like we said the Pac-12 doesn't matter.
It's kind of like we've said that this entire time. And then, you know, Oregon, it's kind of like Oregon just wanted to reassure that we were right when they go and lose to Oregon State.
That conference is just a mess.
It is. You know, like at the beginning, like, or honestly, most of the time, how Pac-12 wasn't in it. And we're like, we're not really missing much.
No,
you know?
No, we really aren't. The only thing we're missing is like 10-30 games. You know, that's pretty much it.
Basically.
But yeah, I mean, it.
Yeah, Oregon, hate it for you. Kind of. Anyways. Yeah,
not really, though. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Next game is Nebraska and Iowa. We'll do this quick. Iowa took down Nebraska. It was a pretty good game, but Iowa dominated. Not dominated, but they played very well and were just consistent throughout the game and just won the fight. So, oh, boy. Number 3, Clemson.
What is your, oh boy, are you getting ready to hate on Clemson like you love to do?
Yeah, probably. Clemson wins 52-17. Trevor Lawrence looks good in his return.
He did. I mean, 403 yards. Yeah. That's
no,
good return.
I have no complaint. I mean, it is Pitt.
I was about to say, you have no complaints about Trevor Lawrence today? Are you sure?
I mean, like, what are you supposed to say? The dude.
I don't know. You always have something.
I mean, it's not five touchdowns. I can tell you that.
All right.
Punk.
Punk.
Yeah.
Ow.
Cut your hair. There. Get a haircut. Anyway, Clemson.
It's like his look. He can't cut his hair. That's like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. But anyway, Clemson, as we all thought, dominated Pitt.
Naturally.
Simple as that.
Yep.
Texas A&M taking down LSU. Also very boring.
Oh, LSU.
Game.
I mean, they look at them. They come in the fourth quarter, and they're like, I guess we'll score once.
Yeah. just despicable.
Yeah, pretty much.
Go to the next one. Kentucky lost to Florida. Shocker there. Kyle Trask, 21-27, 256 yards, 3 touchdowns. Again, not 5 touchdowns, but
well,
pretty good.
I mean, you know, Mac Jones on top, but not that Kyle Trask didn't look good.
Well, I mean, Mac Jones did have more yards and touchdowns against Kentucky.
That's a good point.
Actually, I don't think that's true. I think he only had 3. Regardless.
Either way.
Regardless, Alabama looked better against Kentucky than Florida did. Northwestern and Michigan State. Michigan State pulls off the upset, just proving again that this is just slowly and surely deterring the Big Ten from the playoffs.
Pretty
on
much.
this trend. Obviously, we think that Ohio State will get in, but
they need to play. They have one more COVID cancellation, that could be a different story.
Right. Well, that's the issue. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Michigan State getting the upset here. Yeah. You know, not a lot to say about these games, especially with how many postponements there were. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there wasn't much crazy. You know, Georgia takes care of South Carolina.
I was so hoping it would be like last year, you know, yeah, like that too. Would happen again.
Me too. Let's just look quick at JT Daniels, 139 yards, 1 interception, 2 touchdowns.
That is really
against
sad.
South Carolina. South Carolina, who didn't.
Oh my goodness.
Terrible. JT Daniels, not the future.
They've got to find themselves a quarterback.
No, I think JT Daniels will be. I just think that was not good.
139 yards against South Carolina?
Yeah, no bueno.
Okay.
Indiana takes care of Maryland, although Tualia did put up a fight. Indiana takes away. Just, again, proving that they're that good, too.
I love Indiana this season. I am all for them.
Yeah. What else we got?
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal 49-14.
Naturally.
Yeah, he played Texas State, who was 2-10. So
yeah, Oklahoma State versus Texas Tech, 50-44.
Yep. Cowboys take care of Texas Tech.
And the rest was history, everyone. I think we have about 5. What is it? 1
more. There was 6. Way more. I think there was probably 20 something this week. Total out of...
Well, total. I was just talking about top 25.
No.
I'm not that in-tuned.
Yep. And then just going through the SEC, which we had mostly. But Vanderbilt and Missouri. Missouri wins 41-0. But Sarah Fuller makes history as she becomes the first female football player to play in a Power 5 game. So congratulations to Sarah Fuller. Unfortunately, Vanderbilt did not have the showing to showcase her abilities, but she did great, and it's a very cool thing for college football.
Did you see they just fired their head coach today?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Vanderbilt also in the running for a new head football coach.
And then, what do we got, Miss State and Ole Miss? We both picked Ole Miss.
Yeah, we both. This was a tough game. I don't think Mississippi State is as bad as everyone says they are or their record shows they are. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, it's a first year with a new coach. It's
takes some getting used to.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some learning curves and some other things that need to go around that. But
right.
Ole Miss takes away the win year. Nothing much else to report on that.
Yeah.
So
there we have it.
Yeah. Final thoughts on Alabama-Auburn.
Final thoughts on Alabama-Auburn. We moved up in the record. And like I said, honestly, I mean, not the record. I mean, we moved up to, you know, staying 8-0. That's just all I wanted to do was beat Auburn after, you know, we came back. Was it a 48-45 loss last season?
Mm-hmm.
Came back, dominated. We didn't just win. We dominated.
Yeah.
That's what I like to
see.
They weren't
in the game at all.
No, they weren't even there. And
which
poor
was awesome.
Bo Nix.
No.
Goodness.
Nope.
He's just sad.
Nope.
Nope. What is nope?
No,
he is sad.
There's no sympathy for him.
I mean, it's not sympathy. It's just sad that
he's not
just
good.
That bad.
He's not good.
Yeah. I mean, he's not. But you know what, y'all? At the end of the day, we came out on top as we should. Auburn fell as they should. End of story.
So that is it for part one. We will be back to talk about some more college football news in part two. Stick around.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back, folks, to the Fourth and Goal podcast. We are back talking college football news. So, as always, like we'd like to start, top five Heisman race, go.
Well, you know, it's only top four this year. It's only four finalists.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I'm just saying. I actually have really been looking into this.
Last time I checked, we make the rules for this show. So,
well,
you know what? Give me your top six.
I
make the rules.
okay, so my top four. Brandon thinking he makes rules. It's cute. Okay, anyway, sorry. My top four, I'm going Trask, Jones, Fields, and I'm putting Lawrence back in. But this is what I have to say on that. That's what I'm putting as my top four. But what it's really going to come down to is the winner of the SEC championship game. It's either going to be Trask or Jones.
Agreed. My top four is Mac Jones, Trask. Did you put Zach Wilson in there? Is that what you're saying?
No, I took him out.
You had Fields?
Yeah.
Fields Zach Wilson. Najee.
You're putting Najee?
Why not?
It's not a bad idea. I don't think.
He's a beast.
He is a beast. No hate against Najee at all. I think he's an incredible player.
He probably doesn't have the stats.
Right. I don't think he has the stats.
Just because we've been throwing so much.
And they want to give it to a quarterback. That's just typically how it goes. I mean, not that it doesn't have to go that way.
A quarterback for the past, three, 4 years?
But I just think that there's too many quarterback talent right now that they wouldn't not give it to one when there's options.
Agreed. I mean, if I'm taking out Najee and putting in a quarterback, it has to be Trevor Lawrence, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think he's going to win or should be in it, just because he doesn't have the stats. But at this point, especially with the last time we saw Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You can't really have Fields in. I mean, like, the last time we saw Justin Fields, he only threw for 200 yards and had three interceptions?
Yeah, he definitely didn't have a good game. I'm keeping him in it right now. But depending on what I see from him this Saturday could change my opinion.
I'm saying that from a, you know, what did we see this week? Mm-hmm. What's my list? Because we did see Trevor Lawrence this week. So, we did see him and he did play well. So,
yeah, I definitely think Trevor will be in it. I think he has no shot of winning it.
He just doesn't have the stats right
but
now,
I mean, so. Too, it's honestly, it's kind of unfair because, I mean, he did miss, three games. So it's not even like he had the chance to really give it
no,
the stats.
And I get that and I agree. I just think, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then too, you know, what if it's a scenario of Ohio State has another COVID cancellation, Fields doesn't play again, they're out of Big Ten championship eligibility. Do you think he even still has a shot of Heisman? Like, would he even be a finalist anymore?
No, maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
Just because if you're not playing.
Right.
And I just think there's kids out there. I mean, like Zach Wilson, who we don't get to talk about that much because he plays for BYU, but he's just dumping on the stats, absolutely crushing it. So
I agree. Like, I think Zach Wilson's had a really good season, and I want to put him in. It's just the way it goes with the committee. Like, I just think when you have those top teams that have people, you're not going to pick the Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely have to, you know, BYU would definitely have to schedule someone bigger and he would have to show out in that game. But I think he deserves to at least be on the list.
Yeah, I know. It's not that he's definitely deserving. You know? And too, I just feel like they love Justin Fields. Like, I feel like he will still just be a finalist.
Also, Ian Book is sitting on the outside looking, very close outside looking in this race. So, you know, I just think if it comes down to people who are not playing and people who are putting pretty good stats up and are playing, I think people should get in. So I don't know.
And too, though, I just think end of the day, it doesn't even really matter who the finalists are, because I think the ultimate, it comes down to Trask versus Jones anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the winner of the SEC championship is just going to be the tell-all.
I would agree. I would absolutely agree. So we touched upon this when we talked about the Vanderbilt game, but Sarah Fuller, making history.
I love this. This is, as a woman, thank you, Sarah Fuller. You are making history for us out there. I love to see women getting their shot and just, I mean, look at this. I mean, look, she's out there making history as a football player, as a woman. I mean, think about, like, years ago, this, we wouldn't even have this option. You know what I mean? I mean, no. Look at how far we have come in this, in, like, society, as, you know, women even getting this opportunity. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think this is awesome that they let her do this. Mm-hmm. Not let her, but she obviously deserved it, and they gave her the opportunity. And I think that's something that's really awesome for the sport, really awesome for the sport going forward, whether that be and co-ed this, or maybe we start playing female football, like, or women's football. And I think that's a great thing. I mean, look at other sports like hockey, where women were not really accepted in the sport. And now women's hockey is one of the bigger events at the Olympics right now. And
I mean, I think Sarah Fuller, I mean, she's just made history for women everywhere. You know, I mean, she might be the first, but she won't be the last.
Yeah, this will definitely be a turning point for the sport, I think, and lead us into some other avenues through that. More Vanderbilt news, though. Coach Mason fired.
Like, honestly, just like a couple hours ago. Like, I got that notification not too long ago.
Yeah, so.
Honestly, deserving. I mean, they're 0-8. At some point, you got to make a change, because clearly what's going on isn't working.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to see someone get fired, but I mean, that's just show business. You know, like, you don't win anything. You don't keep your job, you know? So.
Yeah. In other news, LSU wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. opting out of the rest of the season.
Why?
To focus on going pro.
Oh.
He is the SEC. He's third in the SEC for receiving yards and touchdowns, with 731 touchdown or yards and 10 touchdowns. So this is a big loss for LSU going into next week.
I mean, gosh, they were just doing so good with him.
Wow. And not to mention Ja'Marr Chase as well, also left early this season. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, man, next week is
the reins on that program are slowly loosening. Just what is
everything.
This? So, yeah, that's other news. Alabama, we'll go through the rankings right now. Alabama, once again, unanimous number one.
Naturally, as we should.
Receiving all 62 votes. The coaches poll. Alabama got 59 votes, Notre Dame 2, Ohio State 1. I don't know why.
See? That's why under coaches poll, Florida is above A&M.
Right.
See? That's why I brought that up. Your opinion?
No, I just think Texas A&M beat them.
I sounded stupid earlier when I said that, but now seeing the coaches agree with me, gosh.
I mean, I think
just know things.
I think Florida is playing better than Texas A&M, but I think it would be a big slap in the face to Texas A&M, who beat Florida.
I mean, yeah.
And hasn't lost a game since. So, you know, they essentially have the same record and beat Florida. So, what are you going to do? But, yeah. Alabama unanimous with number one. Notre Dame sitting at 2. Ohio State 3. Clemson 4. Texas A&M 5. Florida 6. Cincinnati 7. BYU 8. Miami 9. Indiana 10. Georgia now at 11.
Ha ha.
They were at 14, so.
Oh.
They were at 14 in the AP, but they were ranked 9th from the college football rankings, which will come out on Tuesday. So we'll see that.
You just love Georgia being not a factor. You just love to see it. Okay.
Iowa State 12, Oklahoma 13, Coastal 14, Marshall 15, Northwestern falling to 16, USC moving up to 17, Wisconsin staying at 18. Oklahoma State moving up 2 spots to 19. Louisiana moving up 3 spots to 20. Oregon falling 12 spots to 21. Tulsa moving up 2 to 22. And then 3 teams that were not ranked last week, Washington 23, Iowa 24, and Liberty back in the top 25 at 25.
So, all right, Brandon, based off all of this, tell me your playoff prediction.
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting this year, especially if Ohio State can't play enough games in order to reach that. I think it stays the same from last week right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in playing devil's advocate, I think you have to then say, okay, well, what if Ohio State can't make the playoffs?
Right.
So now you have that spot open. There's a lot of avenues here. I mean, okay, Ohio State can't make the playoffs. That spot's gone. Now it's, all right, Alabama beats Florida, so Alabama's in. Notre Dame goes off and beats Clemson, possibly.
Okay, but do they? That's the thing.
I stick with, I think their defense can. Okay. But, of course, you know, if Clemson wins, they're both in.
Right.
But if Notre Dame goes, like, that's another monkey wrench to be thrown in the company. Notre Dame beats Clemson. Now it's just Alabama and Notre Dame sitting there. And now it's a matter of, you know, one loss Texas A&M, undefeated Cincinnati, undefeated BYU.
See.
Miami's sitting at 7-1. Indiana's also got one loss. Like, I don't know. I think in that instance, if it's just Notre Dame and Alabama who are definites, I think it does go to Texas A&M and probably Cincinnati. Or it could go to Texas A&M and Miami or Indiana. You know, I think Indiana could definitely help by winning their conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that if Ohio State doesn't get to play in the playoffs, and Indiana wins the Big Ten,
yeah,
that's possible. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Okay. Well, mine. Okay. So based off, Ohio State does play. There's not another cancellation. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame. But I do recognize that there could be some changing factors with that. Whereas if Clemson beats Notre Dame in the ACC championship, then, you know, do you still take Notre Dame even though they lost? Or do you take a one loss Texas A&M? Do you take an undefeated Cincinnati? I think there's some other avenues that could happen, but I still just think end of the day, as long as there's not a cancellation because of COVID for Ohio State, that it'll end up being Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now, especially with how high Notre Dame's ranked, I think losing to Clemson in the ACC championship, right, as long as it's pretty close, mm-hmm,
they'll still go
in for fun.
So yeah, if I had to guess right now, I'm gonna say those four teams, and then obviously Alabama takes the Natty. So, you know, this is what's gonna be beautiful. This is what I'm thinking. You know, we beat Florida SEC championship. Mac Jones gets the Heisman. You know, we go to the playoffs. Obviously, we win. We go to the Natty, and we win it all.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And everyone else is just kind of there. But, yeah, those four, I think, is what it'll definitely end up being. And then Alabama will take us home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's the way I'm seeing it. But, you know what, which I don't want to say this because I don't believe it, but I'm just saying a turn of events could be Florida wins the SEC championship game.
It won't happen, but that would be
a turn of events.
Not after this weekend.
No, I just don't think you can beat our offense and even our defense. I mean, just everything. You just can't beat us. I want to knock on wood. Like, I don't want to just like say this, but genuinely, I feel like I'm not even just saying it because we prove it every single week. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see us losing.
Yeah, I don't see us losing either, but it's the game of football. You really never know.
Yeah, we're just that. We're a complete team this year.
Yeah.
That's what the difference is in winning football games is simply you have to be a complete team. Notre Dame's kind of there. Their offense kind of drops off. Clemson's kind of there. Their defense kind of drops off. Ohio State's somewhat there. Their defense drops off. Alabama is complete.
Really, what I think the biggest conversation will be is if Ohio State has another COVID cancellation. That'll be the main conversation. Because without that, Alabama's in it. I do think Clemson's going to beat Notre Dame, and I think both of them will stay in it. So I think the real conversation is who is that fourth team if Ohio State can't play.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of that and more coming up in the next few weeks of college football. But next up, we're going to go take a break.
And then go to predictions.
We're going to predictions week
14. We are getting down to it, y'all.
Can't wait.
And we have been with you the whole time.
Yes, we have.
Look at us.
What? Go to week 14. Okay. Anyway, we'll be back with predictions.
So stick around because y'all know it's my favorite part.
That's right. We'll be back.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Welcome back, y'all. We are back for the final segment of the Fourth and Goal podcast. And y'all know I don't even have to tell you what it is because you listen, you know me, you love it. It's prediction time. So let's just jump right into it, y'all. We're going to start here at the top 25. Brandon, we got Washington State versus USC.
Yeah. Where is that game?
Right there.
Give me Washington State.
Really? Yeah. I think you every just want to go
USC,
against me.
Every game USC has played, it's been a nail biter to the end. But eventually, the shots aren't going to fall here.
Okay, I'm definitely taking USC. You guys, I think Brandon just kind of wants to disagree with me a little, and he kind of knows, which is honestly going to work well in my favor. So
Notre Dame and Syracuse. I am taking
Please pick Syracuse. Notre Dame. Come on, pick your home team.
No. I wouldn't pick Syracuse if they were 10-0.
Yeah, I'm picking Notre Dame, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The next one, y'all.
No, wait. We're not doing that.
Oh, yet. We're not doing that.
No, we always do
Sorry,
that last.
Sorry, not talking about that yet, you guys.
Okay. Clemson and Virginia Tech.
Clemson, obviously.
Yep. Don't even have to talk about that one. Texas A&M and Auburn. Don't have to talk about this one.
Texas A&M.
Yep. Florida, Tennessee. Don't have to talk about this one.
Obviously, Florida.
Yeah, no, honestly, we'll do a quick synopsis of each of those games. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is back. Clemson's playing well. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech down in the dumps this year.
Well, yeah.
Clemson for the
Clemson,
win.
For yeah. sure. I mean, y'all saw how Auburn just played against us right. yesterday. Let's be real. Texas A&M has only lost to us. They are a much better team than Auburn is.
Right. Florida and Tennessee. Tennessee also not looking great. Florida obviously looking very, very well. Mm-hmm. So... Again, not going to have to talk about this. Northwestern lost to Michigan State last week, but...
I would still pick them over Minnesota.
I would agree. I think Minnesota just hasn't played enough this year with COVID, yeah. So I like Northwestern.
Definitely.
Georgia and Vandy. This is the way we thought it was last week or 2 weeks ago or something
right.
like that. I got rescheduled. So
it's now.
Georgia and Vandy.
Georgia.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I hate Georgia, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah. But hopefully we'll get to see Sarah Fuller in action.
Yeah, that would be good.
And actually get her to kick a field goal or two, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that would mean that Vanderbilt has to score in the Georgia defense.
Very true. So I don't know. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Baylor and Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Yeah, you got to take Oklahoma. They're trending up right now. Mm-hmm. They seem like they can't be stopped. They're looking really, really good. So I like Oklahoma here. Next one. Another Big 12 team that's trending up. Iowa State and West Virginia.
Iowa State.
Yeah, I like I said, I love Iowa State. I love the way they play. They play with so much heart. They have one of the better running backs in the country in Breece Hall. So, yeah, I like Iowa State. I probably won't pick against them again. Oregon coming off a loss, going against 0-3 California.
I mean, I still got to pick Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Texas also coming off a loss to Iowa State and being completely eliminated from the Big 12 championship, but they're playing Kansas State, so.
I'm still going to go Texas over Kansas State.
Yeah, I like Texas here, too. Just based on, I don't really think Kansas State's that great of a team.
No.
And I think, although Texas lost last week, they probably weren't the better team in that game, so.
Right.
I like Texas here.
Definitely.
Western Carolina, UNC.
UNC.
Yeah, that doesn't even have to be said. What a game we have here, though, out of the group of five.
Right.
Coastal Carolina, undefeated Coastal, playing number 25, Liberty.
I have to tell you, I love the way Coastal Carolina has looked this year, and I definitely want to pick them for this.
You think so? Yeah. Close.
It is, yeah. Like, when it's I close. Looked at this one, this is actually one of the more interesting games of the week of, like, you know, close games.
This
but...
is going to show a really good Sun Belt team here.
Yeah.
I
definitely want to go Coastal because I think they've played really, really well this season. But not any discredit to Liberty. I also think they've had a great season. I would just have to give Coastal the ups on this one.
I think I'm also going to take Coastal. But this is one of those games that anyone can win.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's not going to be a blowout. This is going to be close.
Yeah.
But I got Coastal too. But Liberty, man, they're so talented. And Hugh
Maybe
Freeze is a
them.
Great coach.
Take Liberty.
But Coastal's playing so well. It's at home. Now you got to go with Coastal
here. Well, I know. I mean, yeah. I know. I'm right. Okay.
Oklahoma State and TCU.
Here's what's interesting is I definitely am going to take Oklahoma State, but when you look at the predictions, ESPN is taking TCU.
You can take TCU.
I'm not, because I think they're wrong, but it's just interesting.
No, I think Oklahoma State, regardless of their past 2 week performances, they got a really good team. Tylan Wallace is extremely talented on the outside there as the wide receiver. Chuba Hubbard, also extremely talented, so... I like Oklahoma State here. Go Pokes.
All right. Iowa versus Illinois.
Iowa. Iowa's looking dominant as of late. They've gotten some pretty big wins in the past couple of weeks. So I really like Iowa in this game.
Yep.
Illinois is just not anything special. So Tulsa versus Navy.
Definitely going Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa's, again, one of those sneaky teams that might be able to sneak into the American Championship and beat out Cincinnati.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, they've already upset so many American teams already.
Right.
I think it's very possible for Tulsa to sneak in there. So, it could be a season spoiler for Cincinnati. Ohio State and Michigan, not really sure if this one's going to play. But if so, I got Ohio
State. If this doesn't play, this is, like, the big determining factor here.
Right, because they're ineligible for the...
Yeah.
Or no, they need to, if they don't play two games...
Are you sure? I thought it was just one more.
They need one more, but if they don't play... Yeah. The next, I mean, this one might get canceled. We'll see. And then they have Michigan, so.
I mean, if it doesn't get canceled, obviously Ohio State. But yeah. I'm pretty sure if they get another COVID, like if this game doesn't play and they get another COVID cancellation, I'm pretty sure that's it.
I think it would have to be this game gets canceled and Michigan gets canceled. Oh,
okay.
So.
Okay.
I think.
We'll see.
Anyway.
Versus Marshall.
Rice versus Marshall. Marshall.
Marshall for sure.
Yep. Okay. Indiana and Wisconsin.
This one I think is interesting. See, right now you have Indiana ranked number 12, Wisconsin ranked number 16. And then when you look at it, people are favoriting Wisconsin. But like I said before, I love the way Indiana has been looking this season.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to pick them. So I'm going Indiana.
Yeah. Listen, I like Wisconsin. I don't want to pick against Wisconsin because I still think they're a good team. But after just seeing how Indiana plays, how they're coached, their whole mantra, everything like that, you can't not love the Indiana program. I mean, kids are willing to play for that coach. So I got Indiana here as well. That's just it's a good program right now, and they're on the up and up, so it's really good to see. Miami Week 4 has got postponed, so... No pick.
So far, only one game postponed.
So far, as of right now.
Yeah.
South Carolina and Kentucky.
I'm going Kentucky.
I also am going Kentucky here.
Yes, you guys.
As bad as the beatdowns have been for Kentucky the past 2 weeks, they've shown promise.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be real, real bad for me to not pick you over South Carolina. And I don't think that's Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
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 I feel like it's kind of funny, people who like don't always listen to this, and every time Kentucky comes up I like get excited or something, and they're probably like, why does she care about Kentucky?
just a shout out for Mr. Coy, who may or may not be listening to this show. We are recording on Sunday. What's today's day? The 29th. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday, November 29th. This day will live in infamy as the number 10 Kentucky Wildcats in basketball lost to Richmond today at home.
Mm. You know what?
This isn't a basketball podcast, I had to throw that in there.
Anyways.
You know I had to throw that in there. Arkansas, Missouri. I'm taking Arkansas.
No, really? I'm taking Missouri.
Arkansas. All day.
Oh, I don't agree with you at all. Nope. I got Missouri.
All day, Arkansas. Arkansas has got a better quarterback. And a better defense.
Okay, but it's just like when you look at the record, Arkansas lost to LSU. LSU is so bad.
Yeah, but that was a fluke.
And then Missouri won and beat LSU.
Ooh.
I'm just okay. Care. You're picking a team. All you do is talk crap about Arkansas. I mean, not Arkansas, LSU. They lose to LSU. And then you got the team playing them who beat LSU and you're going to pick against. Okay, you know what? I'm here for it. You do that. I'm going Missouri. You're thinking about it.
No, I would just like to show you something.
What?
let's see. They lost Tennessee, which Kentucky beat by, or Arkansas beat.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, who cares? Lost to Florida by a lot. No, I think Arkansas is going to win. I think they have a better defense, and they have a better quarterback, and they have a better coach. So, okay. Arkansas.
Just saying, Arkansas also lost to Florida.
Don't talk about that.
Okay.
But yeah. I'll take Arkansas here. So, then finally.
Now I can talk about it. Did y'all see Brandon save the best for last. Earlier? I was getting excited.
Gotta save the best for last. Come on.
Y'all, do you remember a few weeks ago when I was upset because I was supposed to go to LSU? The game got postponed because of COVID. Here we are. They just announced the other day. We are back December 5th. LSU cannot escape us.
Do you hear that off in the distance?
No.
Do you hear that off in the distance? Uh-oh. I think it's the beatdown train. So LSU, step off the tracks, dog. We are on the rivalry game. We're on the rivalry game highway, and we are not slowing down for anything.
Anything. Y'all be ready, LSU.
This is going to be.
This is, you know what, the kind of scoring this reminds me of is Clemson versus Georgia Tech.
Oh, if we could score 70 LSU.
This is what I'm thinking. God. I'm sorry, LSU. You're so bad. You're so bad this year. And we are incredible. And y'all thought you were going to be able to escape us. But you're not. We are going to send you to your grave.
I'm tired of you guys ducking us, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to pay up.
Oh, it's done. Here we are.
Time to pay the piper.
Revenge season at its finest right here.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait.
You just can't wait.
So excited.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So excited.
I'm ready for it. I mean, I wish I could have been there, but I'm happy the game's still happening.
They should put a parental. I understand now why the game is at as late as it is, because they need to make sure that all the children are in bed mm-hmm. before the absolute murder ball that's about to happen.
Oh, yes.
I mean, oh my goodness. Oh. So. Yeah, that's it for this week. So we'll be back next week. Taylor may not be here, which is fine.
Y'all, sad vibes. Don't miss me too much next week. I have 4 big finals, so I'm taking a little week off so I pass this semester, and then I will see y'all the following week, okay?
Right.
Love you people.
So we'll be back next week with the 4th and Goal podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you after LSU.